We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. This segment, we finish up our series on Dustin's top 20 recruits of the James Franklin era, which is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Yep, that's right. DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. Bunch of games like slots, blackjack, and roulette. And it's all legal, safe, and secure gaming app. What you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. And you play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Dustin, it is time for us to finish up your series on the top 20 recruits of the James Franklin era. And since we got the best recruits in your mind from number one, two, and three, I would venture to argue that any one of these three could have been listed as number one. We're going to begin with your number three guy, which is Trace McSorley. And as I said, he was a three-star recruit out of Virginia. I think a solid argument could be made that he would be number one for what he did once he got on campus. What say you?
Yeah, you could make that argument. And again, you know, as we get to the end of this series, we have, you know, probably the three best players of the Franklin era. But the build up to this has really been about the magnitude of the recruiting win, which isn't always getting the best player. It's what that recruitment meant, how hard Penn State had to work for it, and all those other types of factors. And with McSorley, you know, and with all three of these guys left, you could probably guess the names. With McSorley, absolutely, you can make the case that number one, you know, the most productive passer in school history, the guy who kind of was under center, so not literally, I guess, but who was under center for it's a point of contention, I suppose, but who guided this team to from where it was, which was a place of uncertainty, to where it is. And you know, he was all the right things that Penn State needed at the exact right time. His skill set and so, you know, his impact on the field is clear. His win in terms of recruiting and development is also crystal clear. You know, he's the best of both of those worlds, where he committed to James Franklin at Vanderbilt as a quarterback. Not many people wanted him as a quarterback. And then it's a whole different ball game for James Franklin to bring him along from Vanderbilt to Penn State again as a quarterback, the second quarterback in that 2014 recruiting cycle, along with Michael O'Connor. And, you know, you saw him, you know, defy the odds before your very eyes. And I think, you know, he established a prototype at the quarterback position. He was exciting. He was dangerous with his legs. He made made so many big throws in his career. You know, to that 2016 season was so transformative for Penn State to graduate to the next level as a program. But it's also just like such excitement was deserved for a fan base that had been through a lot. And those early years of James Franklin, where you weren't quite sure if you had the right coach, if you had the right players, if the right formula was there to get to the next level. And with Trace McSorley, they validated that. They proved it. And I think, you know, the underdog story at quarterback was something, especially the stark contrast between where McSorley was as a recruit and where Christian Hackenberg, who McSorley succeeded. You know, they were two polar opposite recruiting stories. And I think people were okay with that.
And you took the words out of my mouth when you said the right guy at the right time. it was transformative. The Penn State offense was, he was built for that offense. The offense was built for him. It was the perfect match. And this is a guy who sometimes just absolutely willed his team to victory, which is something that you want to see in your quarterback. It's an intangible. It's hard to measure, but you know it when you see it on the field. And this guy truly had that. It was something special. And sometimes you say, gee, as a fan base, do you recognize it while it's happening? I think this fan base recognized it when Trace McSorley was still at Penn State and what he meant to the program. That leads us to the number two player on your list. And this is a case where a guy highly regarded and performing up to that standard, also development at Penn State because he did change positions. There's everything there, and there was intrigue in his recruitment. And that's Micah Parsons. There's so much to his recruiting story, and then he hasn't disappointed anybody with his play on the field, Dustin.
No, I think he's probably even exceeded expectations to this point. And boy, there's so many different facets of this. So for starters, coming out of Harrisburg, he was a defensive end and a running back. And I think there are a lot of programs where he could play either position. There are some programs probably in the FBS where he could have played both of those positions. But instead, Penn State really was firm in its belief that Micah Parsons was a linebacker. And they started him down that road from day one. Remember early, I think that first spring he was on campus, him being lined up at middle linebacker. And I believe at that point in time, there was probably some, let's immerse him in the Penn State defense the best we can. And then, you know, he obviously made the move to the outside. Well, didn't start as a freshman, but still led the team in tackles, led the team in tackles again last year, but also showed more of that crazy athleticism. You know, you can see him doing any number of things, but you know, the 14 tackles for loss, the 5 sacks, the 4 forced fumbles, his performance in the Cotton Bowl really showed where he was, but also, you know, reinforced that he's still crazy enough just scratching the surface of his ability. Now, in terms of development, there's obviously the component of, hey, he's never played linebacker before. Now let's get him up to speed while he plays in the Big Ten. You know, the difficulty of that transition doesn't really need to be said, but I think just personally, academically, socially, maturity wise, you know, there were a lot of concerns from the Penn State fan base. I can't remember a commit who came with more sort of gut-wrenching concern about like who is this kid than Micah Parsons. And for him to have really, I mean, next to zero, like off the field or, you know, blow ups or, you know, social media, like he voices himself on social media, but I don't think since he arrived at Penn State, I've seen anything that, you know, you're thinking, oh, what is he thinking? So I think just all that stuff together, the development victory, the recruiting victory, obviously it's not conventional for a kid to commit, decommit and recommit, which Parsons did. And, you know, for him to back all that up on the field and not really have any more questions, I think, about maturity or any of that stuff, it's pretty remarkable where he's come from. And it's also pretty remarkable where he's going, assuming 2020 is his last in a Penn State uniform. I think he's going to be wrecking games all year long, Jim.
Well, my two quick thoughts, you mentioned, you know, any of the off-field issues, and there really hasn't been any. The closest was, and I thought it was actually interesting, remember, I think it was it the Maryland game where he was ejected from the game for targeting, and he went to social media from the locker room. But even when he did that, it was in support of his own team. So even when he would go astray, it was right, still as a team guy and a team player, and it really, you know, hardly a major crime on his part. It was actually a very cool tweet. The second thing is his performance in that Cotton Bowl last year was so superior that it, just like Journey Brown, who we talked about in an earlier segment, it leaves you as a fan thinking, wow, this guy looks like he's taking that next step. I can't wait to see him play next season. And I feel the same way about both those players. They had such performances in the Cotton Bowl that it makes you salivate to watch these guys play again in the 2020 season. All right. After talking about Trace McSorley and Micah Parsons, you think you can't get any better than that. And guess what? We have Saquon Barkley as the number one guy. And I don't think anybody expected what we ended up seeing from Mr. Barkley his few years at Penn State. Right, Dustin?
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning at the front end of this that he was committed to Rutgers when Penn State came along. You know, coming out of Whitehall High School in the eastern part of the state in the Allentown area, he was a really good prospect, but he was not a can't miss. He was not, you know, a transcendent. He was not a five star. You know, he was in the low 100s national ranking wise in that class. You saw the makings, and I think if you went back and looked at his high school film now, it would seem obvious, right? Like hindsight would be 20/20. But then, you know, for him to get to Penn State, the physical transformation, which has become, I think, since a trademark for Penn State running backs, because Miles Sanders underwent a very similar physical transformation. Especially that thick lower half. But with Saquon Barkley, obviously his impact on the field, what he's done to be the number two pick in the draft and for him to have fans on the edge of their seats. And I think just, you know, part of that rise of the program to where it is now, you know, that build, you can attribute it to a number of players. Saquon Barkley's probably at the top of that list. But I think as much as anything, he just made Penn State cool again for young football players, for high school guys, for young running backs wanting to come to Penn State because of Saquon Barkley. And then you bring Jawan Sider in, and then you're able to recruit the state of Florida, and you have all the ingredients. Saquon Barkley kind of laid this foundation for sort of a running back U resurgence kind of thing. And not just even at running back. I think just the hype of the program, you need a guy like this who's not just productive on the field, but that can make you visible as a program. Saquon Barkley did both of those things. The transformation, you know, that he brought, I think is second to none, which is why he's number one on this list.
That's a great choice. And not only that, Dustin, he did it. He's the good guy. Everything you hear about him, not just playing on the field, but the character part of this, he always gets very high grades, a fantastic representative for Penn State. Tell you what, all this talk of these top players, I'm so excited for the 2020 season to get started, Dustin. That's going to have to be it for the Keystone Kickoff Show for today. Make sure you join us next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.